Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Savage Island by the Pomboras on Dionysus Records, catalog number 123329, and this is from 1995.
So this album comes from a fairly recent trip to Portland, and this is following the episode that we had, which I think is number 6, about the organ grinder, and we were in Portland, and I thought to myself, well, you know, if there's any place that I could find the volume 2 of At the Organ Grinder, it could be in Portland, you know, since the organ grinder was in Portland. And so while we were searching through some record stores in Portland, we happened to find a record, unrelated, that was called The Organ Grinder, that was by the Pomboras. And we're like, well, this is interesting. It's clearly not anything to do with the restaurant, The Organ Grinder, but nevertheless looked interesting enough to pick up. And also along with that album, there was this Savage Island, which looks like an Exotica album, as Flissy can describe to you. But we decided to pick them both up and take a listen. And so found them interesting and not quite what we expected. So we thought we'd talk about it today. So Flissy, do you want to tell us about this album cover?
Yeah, so this is a, like Steve mentioned, it looks like it could be an Exotica album. It has Savage Island in these kind of fiery block letters. There's a picture of a girl on the beach in the bottom corner, and on the left is a illustration of one of those Easter Island heads with a volcano behind it, and the title is The Instrumental Sounds of the Pomboras. And the artwork for the cover of this album is by Shag, who is a exclusively does this sort of 1960s style like tiki culture art. I'm sure if you're into anything Exotica or tiki, you're quite familiar with Shag. And on the back, again, it has in those same sort of fiery block letters, Savage Island. Do the mysteries of native rituals intrigue you? Does the haunting beat of savage drums fascinate you? Are you captivated by the forbidden ceremonies of primitive peoples in far-off savage lands? This original and exotic music created by the Pomboras was conceived by blending the band's creative ideas with the ritualistic melodies and seductive rhythms of the natives of distant jungles and tropical islands to capture all the madness and fervor so expressive of these peoples. That's a lie, by the way. That's not at all what this album is. But it is selling the Exotica dream, that description. And for each of the tracks on this album, it has like a one or two sentence like Exotica pitch that goes along with it. And then it has the names of the musicians and the engineers and all that stuff, and a picture of a guitar. The Pomboras play Von Bergmann guitars exclusively, and he's a luthier in Southern California.
For all of you guitar aficionados.
Yeah. He's this Von Bergmann guy, he's famous for doing like all kinds of crazy like fusion style guitars. He does like those double necked things and things that are like half guitar and like half sitar or something. Like he's got some pretty cool guitar skills.
So yes, despite how the cover leads you on, this is not an Exotica album. And so we can get a feel for what it is by taking a listen to our first clip. This is my pick, and it is called The Hollow. And let's see, I believe it is what?
It's the last track on side one.
Thank you. Fussy, what did you think about this pick?
I like that it sort of starts off with a little bit of like creepy carnival punk rock sound. It reminds me, knowing this band is from LA area, it reminds me of the pier in Santa Monica, which obviously that would be like a surf hub. So carnival-ish punk rock surf music seems fitting. And then it kind of picks up a little bit. I like the changes in this song.
Yeah, I really like the sort of the guitar lick in there. And I don't know, I feel like it's got kind of a catchy tune. And yeah, as we can see, this is, I guess, some instrumental surf rock. And I don't know, it wasn't what I expected. And it took me a couple listens. I have to say, I wasn't really much of a... an instrumental surf rock, aficionado. But, I'm definitely into the vocal surf music, as demonstrated by the Beach Boys, but that's something like completely different. And the only other surf rock that I had really been familiar with was this, I guess, Welsh band called Eniwl, which we saw perform live kind of as an accident in North Carolina once.
Yeah, that's right. I'm into this. Like, even though I had expected this to be an Exotica album, I have to say I'm pleasantly surprised by the sort of fusion of like pretty straight up like 60s sounding surf rock a la The Ventures or Dick Dale or one of those guys, plus like this really lo-fi garage band 90s sound, which I'm also into. And so it's like, oh, like, I wonder if I had heard this album when I was a teenager, if I would be into it. I think I probably would be.
All right, Fussy, well, what can you tell us about the Bomboras?
So the Bomboras were founded in 1994, and they were named after a surf rock song by the original Surfaris, which were a surf rock band from the 60s. And they were pretty notorious for doing these really outrageous live shows. They would put on Halloween masks and tiki heads. They'd wear these sombreros that would glow in the dark under black lights. They would have these scantily clad go-go girl dancers on stage, fire performers. And they would often end their sets by smashing up their equipment and lighting it on fire. So like they definitely had a reputation for being like this outrageous party band, and the LAPD was pretty much like always after them. And the LAPD would see that like other clubs would be hiring these guys and be like, dude, do not hire these guys. They're going to burn up your entire place. It's against the codes. Like, don't do it. We're going to fine you. And the Bomboras be like, no, it's cool, we promise we're not gonna set anything on fire this time. And like, sure enough, they would set things on fire and get everybody in trouble. So in 1997 they were signed on to Rob Zombie's Zombie A Go-Go label, and unfortunately that release was delayed until 1998 because at that time Zombie A Go-Go was part of the Geffen umbrella, and at that time Geffen had acquired a whole bunch of other small labels, and like the Bomboras got lost in the shuffle. That album got lost in all of this buyout business and didn't get promoted, didn't get released, and I think the band kind of ran out of steam and fizzled out after that. So now the drummer Dave Klein, he's with the band Agent Orange, which is another sort of surf rock, punk rock revival thing. And the other members of the Bomboras have joined two other bands. Like, I think there's a couple of the members in both in the Lords of the Altamont and also in the legendary Invisible Men. So fans of punk rock and or surf rock might be familiar with those bands, but I'm not yet. And so this was their Savage Island was their first album. And it cost only $200 to make, and it was recorded in 2 days. And I think you can kind of hear a little bit of that in this album. I think it's a little bit like loose and lo-fi and, yeah, a little punk.
All right, well, let's take a listen to your clip. Let's see, what'd you pick?
I picked Tortilla, and it's the first track on side B.
All right, let's take a listen.
And now, welcome to the second side of the album.
Right, so I like this song a lot. There's something about all of the songs in this album that sound reminiscent of something that you've heard somewhere else, and I think that holds particularly true for this song. Maybe this is a cover of a song that I've heard elsewhere. Do you know, Flissy?
No, but I think it has like a little bit of a hint of the Miserloo sound to it, and it also has have you heard that song Wipeout?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think it's similar, like that Wipeout song, it's instrumental aside from the part where they're like, ha ha ha, Wipeout. Or like the tequila song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And so this one is, I think a lot of those songs on this album are derivative of other songs from the 60s. And this one, they randomly shout out the word tortilla. And on the back of the sleeve, the summary for this one is, the Bomboras now take us on a whimsical journey south of the border in search of the perfect fish taco, which can only be served in the finest tortilla. That's hilarious.
What do you think about this song?
I really enjoy it. I like the little teaser is like, welcome to side two of the album. And I appreciate that it's got a little bit of this flavor of like a mashup of a bunch of 60s songs and this like sort of goofy punk rock tortilla shouting party song. It just is like, it's so much fun. It's like, I just like it.
Yeah, I think that it's sort of demonstrative of the, I don't know, sort of the feel and the attitude of this whole album. So overall, I don't know. I mean, this the record quality is kind of hard to tell. I'd say that, you know, our copy is more or less fine, but, you know, you can't get past the fact that this whole album is kind of lo-fi. But I don't think that that's really a problem. I mean, it's lo-fi in the way that I would say the High Watermarks album is lo-fi, but mm-hmm. I think it's sort of, that's part of, you know, part of the sound and makes it sort of endearing. So I would say that that's not really, you know, not really a negative of it against it. I don't know. I mean, so I would say that, yes, I like its lo-fi sound and I like that it has, I like that you get sort of a sense of the space. Like, there's not a whole lot of production here, and so you get, you know, more of a feeling of the performers on stage or whatever than you would if it, I guess, had been more produced. Things I don't like about it, I don't know. I guess it's a little bit derivative. I don't know. Maybe the Organ Grinder album, I guess, which was their, what, second album?
Or is it, yeah,
EP? Maybe it's a little bit stronger overall or more interesting overall, but I don't know. Overall, solid. What do you think, Fussy?
Yeah, and you know the Organ Grinder album that we have, that one was recorded live, and I think that captures a little bit more of their party spirit. But this one is aside from the random shouting of the word tortilla, this one is mostly an instrumental album, and I like it for that it's all instrumental stuff. And you know, it's, I really like that it's this sort of balance of kind of straight up 60s surf rock and garagey 90s punk. It's just the right balance of that for me, but I could see how, like, for people that maybe are super into surf rock would think this is a little sloppy and too hard sounding. And I think probably people that are into punk are going to be like, they didn't really take this far enough. But for me, it is just the right balance. And I am a fan of the lo-fi sound. And our album is clean. So, you know, it's good.
Yeah. Overall, what do you think, Fussy? Worth buying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that it's worth picking up. I mean, maybe that comes from my lack of real knowledge of the surf rock scene, but it definitely makes me want to check out more of the 60s surf rock artists as well.
Yeah, definitely. So before we go, I want to just let you guys know out there, if you're in the Baltimore area, we're going to be at the Baltimore Record Bazaar on Sunday, February 26th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's at the Wind Up Space in Baltimore. Super fun. We went there at the last show in December. All of the local Baltimore record stores set up some tables there. We're going to bring some records so you can be a part of the living in hi-fi family. You can own maybe an album that we featured on the show because we have some of those things in triplicate. And we'll also clean your janky records for you and make them sound like new.
All right. So for more information, visit our website at livinginhifi.com/episode/33. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Living in Hi-Fi. For longer correspondence, you can email us at feedback@livinginhifi.com. And next week, we have one of my favorite sort of bossa nova in America albums. So stay tuned for that. And thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.